So good morning. As Paul said, my name is Jennifer Juris, and I am with the Youth Leadership Institute in the Bay Area of California. We do nationwide training, but we have offices in four counties in California, in San Francisco, Marin County, San Mateo County, and Fresno County. To move it, okay, there we go. And I have no relationships to disclose. So I'm going to be talking about today about Youth Leadership Institute and the model that we have for prevention youth councils, and specifically about some of our work with young people around nutrition and physical activity. And then I'm going to be talking about a specific youth council called Healthy Empowered Youth, or HEY. And then I'm going to be talking about the overview and the goals of the HEY team, and talking about the work that they did, and talking about results that we've gathered from some evaluation that we did, and then talking about some of the lessons that we've learned and recommendations that we have for other people who are wanting to engage young people in implementing district wellness policies. So, like I said, Youth Leadership Institute, we're in California. We do nationwide training. We have a model of working with young people. We form, we work with them in a prevention youth council, so a leadership council format, and they work on any number of issue areas. So we have young people, we have one in Fresno County that is working at the community level to increase access to healthy foods and physical activity opportunities. So they're working at the county level, or in the community level. They're doing store makeovers. They're working with store owners at corner stores to have more fruits and vegetables. They're working with farmers markets to have them in school parking lots and to accept food stamps. They are developing joint use policies so that people can use the facilities for schools so that they have a safe place to have physical activity. Today, we work on other issue areas as well. So we have young people that are working on reducing access to alcohol and other drugs for young people. We have young people who are working on educational equity, young people who are working on college readiness, young people who are working on a number of issue areas. The youth work that I'm presenting on today, like I said, is called Healthy Empowered Youth. And they worked at the school level, and specifically they worked on district wellness policy implementation. So they helped develop plans, and they're helping with the implementation of those plans. So Healthy Empowered Youth began with, we've been working with the Marin County Youth Commission for a number of years, I think it's about 15, 16 years, and they partner with the Board of Supervisors, and they're the youth voice in county work in Marin County. And HEY became interested, so the Marin County Youth Commission became interested in food reform, looking at food in their schools, and they began their work well before the district wellness policies with doing some survey work, trying to get student input into what was offered in schools, and really trying to gather information and be a credible data source around what young people thought about school and food in their schools. And then eventually, we gained some funding and began this on a more formal basis, and it was around district policy implementation. So the HEY advocates were about 14 to 18 years of age, and they came from four high schools in Marin County for this project. So the goals of the Healthy Empowered Youth teams were to provide assistance and support to district and school site administrators, and to facilitate their efforts to implement district wellness policies. Another goal was to engage other students in district wellness policy implementation, so to be the people who are engaging the student body and we're getting youth input into decision making. And then finally, to participate in monitoring, oversight, and assessment of the school site and district efforts to carry out the district wellness policies. So student teams in four Marin County high schools were trained and supported by the Youth Leadership Institute, and they had an on-site school advisor at each site, so someone who worked with them directly on a day-to-day basis. One of the things that they did was they created a model school wellness policy implementation plan, and this was adopted by two school districts. So they worked closely with adults, with the food service directors, with the school wellness committee, and developed this model plan, and other districts liked it, and they adopted it as well. They developed 46 recommendations for wellness policies, and 90% were involved in were incorporated into the district wellness plans for other schools as well. Just to give a quick overview, I'm talking more about the evaluation, but I want to highlight some of the, give examples of the implementation activities that the Healthy Empowered Youth did. So one of the things that they did was they created a social norms campaign that featured youth-created posters and postcards that promoted eating healthfully, moving. They were, I didn't bring examples today, but they're actually pretty clever and pretty engaging. And they were successful enough that the State Department, the California Department of Education, took notice and ordered 6,000 of them and had them disseminated throughout the state of California. So they presented them at a statewide conference, and that's where the State Department of Ed took notice. They created events and programs to promote healthy foods. So they had farmers market taste tests where they would engage the student population in tasting fresh fruits and vegetables or dishes made from fresh fruits and vegetables. They had bike-powered blender smoothies that people would create and that created a lot of buzz and got students really engaged in eating healthy foods. Once they created school gardens, they had school garden taste tests to get students involved in eating foods from the gardens. They created erasable cafeteria menu boards for high schools to publicize their healthy food options. One of the things I didn't put on here was that they actually got salad bars put into one of the schools, and it was so successful that they broke all school records for lunch sales the day that it debuted. So, and a part of that was their campaign to promote the salad bar. So another major role that Hay took was to gather feedback from the student body. So the taste tests were of healthy new foods that they were proposing to have for lunch. So they engaged students in tasting them and saying, well, what do you think of this? Well, okay, so what do you think of this? What would make it better? They had opinion surveys about changes in the cafeteria, both in the foods and to the environment, saying what would make this a more welcoming place, and got feedback like you need to air out the smell, or you need to make it brighter in here, or you need to have some artwork or just something to make it more pleasant. They also created, I'm going to be talking about this more in depth later, school wellness report card assessments. And they engaged students in completing wellness report cards in two of the high schools. And this was really a tool for them to get student input on what they should be focusing on. But we also did it towards the end of the assessment period to look at how students felt about the progress that had been made. So another thing that they did was they met regularly with food service directors and provided regular input into the district wellness committee meetings. They created online school wellness surveys that the Marin County Office of Education adopted and is using. They developed guidelines for healthy food fundraisers and disseminated them to school clubs and to staff. Like I said, they established school gardens at all four schools. And then just, I was talking with one of my co-presenters before coming up here. Their goal, according to the grant, was to do work in the schools. They were very enthusiastic, and they did work beyond the schools. So they also worked on, well, this was more school-related. They did work on an ice cream truck policy. So they worked on an ordinance to try and keep ice cream trucks from parking outside of the school because the students would run out there and get unhealthy foods when they were trying to keep them there for the lunch program. That was unsuccessful. They did successfully work with the Parks and Rec Commission to adopt a healthy vending machine policy that featured new food labeling systems. Oops, how do I go back? Great, thank you. They also presented their work and were the only youth attendees and obviously then only the only youth presenters at the California School Wellness Policy Conference. And they helped with a toolkit that really compiled all of the work that they did. So for the Healthy Empowered Youth evaluation, some of the main methods that we used are we interviewed the Hay team members, so we interviewed the young people. We also did participant surveys with them. We were interested in their perceptions of what had happened in their schools, and we were also interested in how participating had benefited them. So how did they change and grow as a result of working on this? We also did adult stakeholder interviews. So we interviewed food service directors, we interviewed school and district staff. So I think we interviewed a superintendent, a principal, We interviewed community partners that were working with the schools on wellness policy. And again, we wanted to get their input. We wanted to know how working with the young people had benefited or not benefited. So what was helpful and not helpful about that level of student engagement in student wellness policy implementation. And we wanted to know the challenges of working with the young people and the benefit, as well as the benefits. And we wanted their assessment of how implementation had gone. We did school surveys and focus groups. So in two of the high schools, we were able to do surveys at the beginning of the school year and at the end of the school year. At the other two schools, we weren't able to get permission in time, so we ended up doing focus groups in those schools. So for the surveys, we focused on 10th grade students. And that survey measured availability of healthy foods, access to physical activity, whether they perceive that young people have input into school decision-making, and also their own nutrition and physical activity behaviors. So we wanted to see if we were seeing any change over the course of the school year. And then we did focus groups at the other two high schools. We did three focus groups at the third high school, and we did one focus group, and then it was a discussion. we went for a focus group, and on that day they were unwilling to pull students out of class and split up the class, so we actually had to go into an entire classroom, and we facilitated discussion and tried to incorporate some of that into the overall results. And then finally, I'm going to be talking about the school report cards that the HAY team created. So as I said, they created a school report card assessment, and in two schools, they engaged students at the beginning of the school year in completing it, and they used that to get feedback on what they should be focusing on in the areas below. So they had them assess healthy foods sold and served on campus, the physical activity opportunities, the healthy advertising at school, healthy fundraiser and class rewards, nutrition education, and student-friendly cafeteria environment. So, and this is just an example of one area, so the healthy foods sold and served on campus. So this is a report card for one school on one area. And as you can see what they produced, and they disseminated this so that people would be able to see what student input was. And we put some of the recommendations for improvement that they had at the beginning. So at the beginning, students rated this a C. And they wanted, you know, a food cart with healthy foods that would be available for snacks rather than a vending machine. They wanted the ice cream truck further from the school. They wanted more salad because it sells out, and that's what ended up having the salad bar, why the salad bar idea came about. And at the end of the school year, when they assessed it, they were really happy about the salad bar. They were happy that the cafeteria had fruit. They got the food cart. The ice cream truck was in the same place, so they weren't very happy about that. Or they were happy because they went to it, but they felt like it held them back from eating healthfully. It was too tempting, or it was too easy. And they felt like there was better quality of food and better consistency in terms of quality of food. So for the first goal, so for the engagement of the student body, HAY teams in all four schools implemented wellness activities in 2008 and 2009 alone, and that's the focus of this evaluation. Events and presentations reached more than 3,000 young people. And that's through taste tests, they had milk chugs, the bike-powered blender smoothies, giving presentations in classrooms, et cetera. The focus group findings, most students noticed the campaigns to advertise the healthy foods. They noticed the Bike to School Week promotions and the new salad bar, the campaign to promote the salad bar. They thought the incentives that were offered during these were really effective way to get people to try the salad bar. So they had offered iPods and bike raffles to say, hey, come and try the salad bar. It's the first day. Come and try this healthy food. And they thought that was really effective. And because they heard students talking about it, and so it created quite a bit of buzz in the school. Some had feedback that they participated in the taste tests, but they were disappointed when they were trying foods for the first time, and they said, hey, I like these, and then it turned out that they couldn't offer it in the cafeteria. So, you know, one of the students talked about how they tried some fruits, like kiwi, for the first time, but then they never saw it in school again, and that was disappointing. In terms of survey findings, across the two schools that took it, 66 to 70% of them saw the campaigns, and most were engaged in creating changes in their school in some way. So, they were engaged in taste tests. They were engaged in giving feedback to staff about how they felt about the new, about changes at school. They participated in a discussion about school wellness that was facilitated in their classroom or facilitated in a group in the cafeteria. They participated in a school club related to wellness. And then, others of them just, they took a survey or they, they took an opinion survey or they participated in the report card assessment or that just, most of them were engaged in some way. So in terms of their perceptions of students' involvement in decision-making at school, the surveys, there wasn't really any huge change in perceptions of involvement. And the survey respondents reported that students are often not involved in decisions about food or physical activity options at school. So even though they were engaged in giving their opinion or tasting foods, maybe because some of the suggestions weren't implemented, or they just felt like students didn't really have great decision-making power. They could provide input, but weren't decision makers. Focus group participants at one of the schools saw some, but not enough student involvement in decision making, so they said that they really wanted more. And participants at the other school said, well, students from the health class, or students who are on the Hay team can influence decisions, but I don't necessarily feel like other students do that. But I do think like I could get involved in that group. If I really wanted to have input on this, I could join. It doesn't feel like it's excluding me. So in terms of perceptions of food and activity access, surveys showed that more students were aware of changes in the availability of healthy foods and in options for physical activity in the fall semester compared to the end of the school year. And that's a problem with the evaluation design. So that it took a little longer than we had hoped to get the survey implemented. And the Hay teams had actually already done some really high profile activities in the fall. And so that's actually when their awareness was highest. So they had done a taste test, they did a milk chug, they'd done some really high profile events. And so they were really in tune with what was going on in terms of food access at that time. Oh, and also they also did the nutrition poster campaign during the fall. And so that was already well underway when the pre-survey came about. So in terms of talking about the survey, we're looking at a little bit more in terms of their perceptions. It's not, we saw some changes from pre to post, but it's more looking at student perceptions of these areas. So also in terms of food and activity access, about 43% of the survey respondents were aware of changes in healthy foods offered overall at school, and 44% were aware of increased physical activity options in the fall. And this decreased in the spring, but again, more of the activities were happening in the fall, and there does appear to be solid awareness of what's going on. There were differences between the schools. More students were aware of differences in the school that took the survey that had the more high visibility events. So it appeared that that was most effective at getting young people to be aware of access to healthy foods and physical activity. Focus group participants at the third school reported that students have heard about the changes in the school, that the salad bar was highly visible and well received, but students also found it expensive and wished it could be open every day. Because of the cost of the salad bar, they actually only had it open on certain days of the week, despite its popularity. Many students know about the new garden, but few have participated in activities associated with it. They did have some taste tests of the foods, but in terms of reaching the overall school population, a lot of people said, yeah, there's a garden. Is that for us? So that was more awareness needs to be built around students about their role in the school garden, and more educational activities could be focused around that. There were differences between the schools with the focus group. Excuse me. Okay, focus group participants at the fourth school noticed the healthier food options, but not changes in options for sports. So they didn't notice, I think they had some suggestions for other sports teams that could be offered that were not incorporated. So they didn't notice any changes in options for sports or in physical activity. So for healthy to access to healthy foods on campus, most students, about 60 to 76%, reported that they could find a healthy snack on campus. And overall, there's an 8% increase in students reporting they could find a healthy snack on campus. Some of that was changes to the vending machine, and some of that was the food cart that they had asked for that had the healthy foods. So focus groups participants reported that they could get healthy snacks from the vending machine and noted that the options in it have gotten healthier over time. That soda and candy are no longer sold, but students can get water, granola, or Sun Chips. They did note, however, that although they've gotten healthier, don't offer positive nutrition, so it's baked versions of snacks. So they have less fat, less cholesterol, less of bad things, but not enough positive nutrition. In terms of changes in behavior over time, student nutrition activity behavior, there wasn't any strong evidence of substantial change in students' healthy eating and physical activity behaviors as a result of the changes created. Again, that was up in terms of the survey. Some of that was part of the problems with getting the survey done quickly enough so that we could capture everything that happened over the course of the year. Some of that is time. You know, we're doing this evaluation over the course of the year, and we wouldn't necessarily expect to see radical changes in that amount of time. So we did see more awareness of the need to eat healthy, as well as awareness of the healthy options that do exist on campus. We saw small increases in the reports of number of fruit servings per day, but no increase in the number of vegetables eaten each day. And the numbers of servings reported were still well below recommended numbers of daily servings. Okay. Sorry, I didn't notice that you had this. So. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up with the, just to talk a little bit about the recommendations that we have and the lessons that we've learned. So some of the lessons that we've learned is that young people working with adults to implement district wellness policies is important for engaging students and gaining student buy-in for school changes. So some of the things that we saw in the adult stakeholder interviews is that that adults were really enthusiastic about the student participation, and they felt like the most positive thing that happened was that young people were really engaged. They thought that that was the most positive aspect of the district wellness policy implementation. We also found that the involvement in district wellness policies is an important resource in tough budget times. Adults said that they thought that the progress would have been halted if the students hadn't been involved. So adults that were involved in implementation, either it wasn't their priority because of job insecurity, or they ended up getting layoffs if they were involved. So it was the young people that moved it forward. High-profile activities that engage the entire school can build momentum and create enthusiasm in young people and adults for school changes. Engaging young people in school assessment to drive change efforts was really successful. Adults spoke really highly of this, and young people seemed to feel like their input was taken into consideration and were really positive about that. Strong partnerships with food service directors are critical. We couldn't have done that without that. It was apparent through interviews that they met with the food service directors regularly. The food service directors were knowledgeable and knew about them and felt like they were instrumental in terms of moving this forward. And lastly, it's important to be flexible in how you do this. So this was really intensive, and not everybody will have the same resources to be able to do this, but there are also low resource ways to be able to engage young people in a less intense way. So thank you very much. Sorry about that. I didn't.